In the meantime, the hostiles had made their move. They came running, screaming, firing out of the jungle, somehow managing to evade every one of our traps. My men were shooting furiously at them, but Thorn's little turn had left a gaping hole in our defenses, and the hostiles knew exactly where our blind spots were. I was a damn sitting duck. I didn't know why I wasn't dead already, but seeing as I wasn't, I figured I could spare another second to hoist the unconscious Thorn across my shoulders before I ran for cover. No one gets left behind if I can help it. My men were closing with the invaders, yelling for the rest of the platoon to back them up. I deposited Thorn on the ground behind a convenient hut. I didn't stop to check how he was. No time for that. I had a battle to get back to. I ran at the hostiles with my shotgun blazing. Emperor's teeth, but they were ugly. It was all I could do not to puke at the sight of them. They had been human once, that much I could tell. Cultists, no doubt. Some of them still wearing the tatters of their black robes. Cadence had been right about them. They were monsters now. No two of them alike. Their flesh had run like wax to set in revolting shapes. Arms had been fused to torsos, fingers melted together, heads sunken into chests. Some of the monsters, the mutants, had sprouted new limbs from their ribs, their spines, even out of their heads. Some of them had six eyes, four noses or mouths in their bellies. They were bristling with clumps of short black hair, with blisters and blood-red pustules. And they outnumbered us about 5-1. Baruga, aim for the slimy one's eyes. No, it's other eyes. And his teeth. This one has a face like a Grox's back end. And it stinks as bad grief. Wake the hell up. You'd have lost your damn head if I hadn't shot that one behind you. Move it, you slowpokes. I want you up close and personal, right in their damn faces. Marsh, stop holding that knife like you're eating your breakfast. It only takes one hand to hold in your guts, so keep the other one fighting. Kopacek, where's that damn flamer? I want the smell of burning mutants in my nostrils. One thing I have learned about mutants over the years, they might be strong, damn strong, some of them, but it's rare that they're fast. They're clumsy, unwieldy. Comes from fighting in bodies that they hardly know. That, and having the brain power of a blood wasp on heat. And, at first, it appeared that these mutants were no different. I was right in the thick of them. It was safer that way. It made it impossible for their snipers on the edge of the melee to keep me in their sights, or to use their grenades without decimating their own ranks. So, the mutants were swiping at me with poison-dipped claws, straining for my throat with misshapen fangs. And I can hardly deny it, this is one battered old warhorse who has started to slow down himself. I always figured that what I've lost in speed, I'd make up for by having a tougher damn hide than most. Even so, in a fight like this one, I'd have expected a few cuts and bruises. Not this time, though. This time, it felt like I was charmed. Like those damn freaks couldn't lay a hand on me. And yet somehow, my knife thrusts weren't hitting home either. The mutants were ducking and weaving like experts. And whenever I thought I had a clear shot at one, as I started to squeeze my trigger, my target was gone, spun away, and there were only comrades in my sights instead. My men were faring no better than I was. They'd slashed at a few of those melted wax faces, cracked a few twisted skulls, but no more than that. And they'd taken surprisingly few wounds in return, just a shallow cut here and there. It was almost like the mutants were playing with us. Insulted, enraged, I lashed out with my feet and my elbows, widened the arc of my knife swipes, turned my shotgun around and used it butt as a cudgel. But nothing got through. So, I took a calculated risk. I did what every nerve in my body was screaming at me to do. I leapt to the nearest mutant and I slashed its throat, my frustration bursting out in a cruel bark of laughter as its hot blood spattered my face. My first kill of the night. But to make that leap, I'd had to drop my guard, leave my right flank exposed. I expected to feel a talon in my ribs, to die in agony. But no such blow came. My instincts had been right. The mutants weren't trying to kill us. It was worse than that.